Democrat John Edwards spent 2007 gambling his candidacy on Iowa, and in recent months it looked like a misplaced bet as Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama shouldered past him. But with 2 days of campaigning left, polls show it's back to being a three-way race. NPR's David Wellner has been following former Senator Edwards over the last couple of days. This is
our country. John Edwards walked into the Sioux City Convention Center last night, where hundreds of people had braved the cold to hear his closing argument. For Edwards and for Iowa, this final day's finale had a feel of deja vu.
Listen, thank you for coming. There's an incredible energy and momentum behind this campaign. We can feel it everywhere we go, everywhere.
Edwards is hoping history will repeat itself, only he hopes it will improve on the unexpected second-place finish he got 4 years ago. He was cheerful and sunny back then. This time, he's casting himself as a battle-tested fighter for America's middle class.
My job as president is to work with the Congress to unify America. I will do that as president of the United States. But we have a huge battle with these entrenched, moneyed interests. Those people have a stranglehold on your democracy. They do, an iron-fisted hold on your democracy. And nothing will change until we break that hold.
Edwards compares himself on the stump to Teddy Roosevelt fighting the big trusts and Franklin Roosevelt facing down corporate bullies. His campaign manager, former Michigan Congressman David Bonnier, says Edwards is tapping into a long tradition of prairie populism.
He is a populist. Yes, this is Iowa, the land of Henry Wallace, a great populist. This area of the country, the area that I come from, the Michigan, Wisconsin, we respond to populists.
Just ask Steve Corey, a sales manager who plans to caucus for the first time Thursday with Edwards as his candidate.
This government was originally designed by our founding fathers for the people, by the people, and of the people. And I believe that his message about the corporate greed and the fact that they've bought and paid for our government is absolutely true.
But others say there's more to Edwards' recent surge in Iowa than his populist pitch. Al Sturgeon, who's Edwards County coordinator, says those who backed less popular candidates earlier have come to a pragmatic conclusion about Edwards.
He's electable. And that's why I think he started to move up in the polls. Just like 4 years ago, people started focusing on electability. That's why John Kerry's star rose and Howard Dean's went down. That's why John Edwards is starting to pick up momentum.
It has also not hurt that Elizabeth Edwards has joined her husband on the campaign trail, even after being diagnosed with incurable breast cancer. Talking to the crowd in Sioux City, she reveled in his recent surge in the polls.
At every level, we're getting feedback that John's message really is finally breaking through, which is great, you know, because there was a long time when if you were reading the newspapers or watching television, you thought there were only two Democratic candidates. So apparently now they at least know that there are three Democratic candidates, which is nice if you're the third one. It's not so nice if you're below that, but still, their wives can worry about that.
Edwards is also no longer playing the Mr. Nice Guy he did 4 years ago. Here he is taking a thinly veiled swipe earlier today here in Storm Lake that's clearly aimed at rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And we have very good presidential candidates. I mean, I know them and I respect them. But if they don't take it personally, if it's academic, if it's intellectual, or it's political, the first time the tough fight comes, they will do the political thing. You can take that to the bank.
For all the bravado about being a Washington outsider, you might never guess that like Obama and Clinton, Edwards, too, was once a U.S. senator. David Wellner, NPR News, Storm Lake, Iowa.